Today on Senior Voices, we meet Cheryl Grimes, who moved to Dayton in the late 60s after graduating college. She remembers the business owned by her entrepreneurial family in the small town of Laurel, Mississippi, where she began working in 1950 at the tender age of 3. Cheryl spoke with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Jason Coatney Schuler.
My parents were owners of a business. My grandmother ran a daycare. So all I can remember is either in the business or in the daycare. And I think I started about 2 or 3 years old working in my mother's restaurant. I sold the penny candy, and Coca-Cola was a nickel, so I could count the money. Coca-Cola's went up to 6 cents, and then I had to learn how to subtract. And my father would say, "You only went up one penny, and you can count from 6 to 10. So I learned to do that. We had Tootsie Rolls, I think they were called Long Boys. We had Bubba Gum. We had Jawbreakers. We had Malta Meals, little, I think it was about maybe 5 or 6 little malts. And we sold Penny Cookie. You could get one little cookie for a penny. I think we had Peppermint. And it was a whole little showcase of nickel candy. And some things you could get 2 for a penny. If you got a coconut cookie, which were smaller than the other cookies, you could get 2 of those cookies for a penny. And my mother, as I said before, ran the business. And my father went from the restaurant that he and my mother had to another restaurant that was in another part of the little town. And he also had an area which is called the mini markets of today, the little curb things that you could walk to. So he had a store like that. And I grew up working in every facet of their business. I think my mother left me at 11 years old. She went to California. And she said, "You're in charge of the store." And she left me there. I think I was 11 or 12. And she had employees, and they had to, you know, deal with me. But it was an experience that, you know, I knew how to do what she had taught me over the years. How to take the money out the register, how to start the business up in the morning, how to run the ice cream machine, how to do hot dogs, chili, you know, I mean, it was everything I could cook. You know, I just learned to do all this stuff very early. And it became second nature, you know. I tell anybody I can fix a hamburger with my eyes closed. So, you know, she taught me a lot. We barbecued, we grilled. My father had an open pit right in the restaurant, ice cream. And I have a sign at home that says, my father opened his business and he sold ice cream for a nickel a scoop.
That was 71-year-old Cheryl Grimes reminiscing with volunteer interviewer Jason Coatney Schuler as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Zeb Reichert. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.